Hi, friends, and welcome to the Plus Mommy podcast. I'm your host, Jen McClellan, and here we explore plus-size pregnancy, motherhood, and body love. From bumps to bellies, we talk about it all. This episode is brought to you by Plus Size Birth. Go to plussizebirth.com and use coupon code PLUSMOMMY to get 30% off the My Plus Size Pregnancy Guide. You'll learn how this guide can support you during pregnancy at the end of the show. And now, let's get started. Hello, friends. Welcome to summer. I don't know where you live, but I am in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is a desert, and it is hot. It is so incredibly hot and unbearably uncomfortable that all I can think about is wanting to cool off by the pool. But like many of you probably listening, getting swimsuit ready, which all that requires is putting a swimsuit on your body, can feel pretty daunting. So I thought I would have this episode today to share some tips and tricks for not only just swimsuits, but tank tops and just feeling a little more body positive during the summer season, which can be a time that is triggering for some of us. So let's dive right into that. We're going to share those tips and tricks for feeling more body positive, what to do if unfortunately someone shames you. Ugh, shame on them. And where in the heck to find plus size maternity swimsuits and just regular swimsuits. The inspiration for this not only came from temperatures reaching over 100, but from a fellow blogger friend of mine, local here, Brianna of Flippin' Delicious. Her and I hung out the other night, and she was sharing with me how much she's been enjoying the podcast, and really especially Amy Pence Brown's episode on raising body positive kids and just sharing those tips around body image and body love. And it inspired her to, for the first time ever, buy a two-piece bathing suit. She bought a high-waisted on the bottom maternity suit and rocked it at the pool. And what she noticed was not only how good it made her feel in her body, but that there were other moms surrounding her wearing swimsuits that, you know, were covering more and wearing t-shirts and keeping their towel wrapped around them and not feeling as she felt in her body. And Brianna felt amazing. And it was a really neat experience to share with her two young daughters of feeling good in a swimsuit that completely pushed her outside of her comfort zone, but walking away feeling just gorgeous and having a great time and feeling really body positive and body confident. So I share her story not to tell you to run out and buy a two-piece, but if that is appealing to you at all, do it for sure. But I just share it with you that don't feel held back right now. Don't feel like you can't wear a tank top out in public, or you can't wear a swimsuit and enjoy the lake, the river, the pool, the ocean, wherever, especially with your kids, that you can't get wet and get in the body of water and enjoy these experiences because of your size. And when it comes to your kids, the reality is they are far safer with you in the water with them than you standing outside of the pool or wherever it is. So let's work to find that ability within ourselves to just start feeling better about our bodies. And maybe you're listening and you're like, I rock my bathing suit and I feel great about myself and I'm all good. And if so, that's amazing. I love it. I hope that you will pop into the show notes on plusmommy.com and share some of that inspiration with us. But I know that there are a lot of us who do struggle with summertime and needing to share more skin just because of either it's so hot or you do want to enjoy the pool with your family or friends or just not feel that you have to miss out on these opportunities and experiences because of your size. And the reality is summer has begun, and the body you have now is the body you're going to have this swimsuit season. So you might as well just put that swimsuit on your body and embrace it, because it's your body. And I know that this is hard for some people to believe, that your body's pretty spectacular, you know? Especially those of us who are moms who have a body that does not look like it used to. You grew a tiny human. That's pretty amazing. And I know we have adoptive moms too, and your body is just as amazing. And people who don't have kids, and guess what? Your body too is amazing. And I'm not just saying this to say it, I'm saying this because I've lived it, right? Growing up in Southern California, I didn't like wearing a swimsuit. And going to the beach, even in high school with friends, I wouldn't. I remember wearing jeans to Huntington Beach on the sand. Yeah, kind of ridiculous. I looked probably more ridiculous in jeans than I would have looked in a bathing suit. And I'm probably 150 pounds heavier than I was back then. And now I wear a bathing suit. Do I have subtle moments of insecurities? Absolutely. But overall, you know, especially with exercise, for me, water aerobics is a much easier way for me to move my body and get that, you know, good cardio workout without feeling really strained or hurting myself. And I love being in the pool. And it's amazing how there are so many people of different sizes and ages in the pool with me. And they're not really looking at me. They're more looking at how they're doing their jazzercise, fun bouncing around and splashing in the pool. So I just want to really encourage you to let go, and just enjoy this summer. If you haven't before, just now's the time, right? Now is the time to let go of fears of what other people might think or say, and realize that life is just too short not to wear a tank top out in public when it is 100 degrees outside, you know, or to wear a bathing suit and enjoy life. So let's talk a little bit more about that. So when it comes to feeling positive in your body, I've definitely shared an episode not too long ago where I went over some of my main tips for learning to love yourself. Also, if you go on to our website, blessmommy.com, and sign up for our newsletter, not only will you be the first to know when new episodes drop and get some inside and behind the scenes information, but you will also receive my 10 tips for body love, which includes 4 printables. So you can start receiving it over 10 days. You get 10 tips and kind of walk through with exercises as well. So if you're struggling with even just body image, let alone the idea of wearing a tank top or a bathing suit out in public, I really encourage you to tap in to those resources. Things that you can do right now, or just pick up your phone and go onto Instagram and go to the hashtag #FatPositive or #FYourBeautyStandards, and you are going to see a plethora of big babes in their bathing suits rocking bikinis and tankinis and one pieces. And I think that that's really a source of inspiration for me when I'm struggling with my own self, or maybe my reflection in the mirror wearing a bathing suit after I haven't for a while. And going online and seeing images of people with bodies that look like mine with a giant smile on their face feels pretty cool and makes me be like, you know what? I'm looking at them and I just see this beautiful, confident person. So I know that others can see that within myself. So I really encourage you to start there. Start simply with Instagram and looking at those pictures. I also encourage you to, if you're feeling insecure about suiting up for summer, to shop. And later on in the episode, I'm going to talk about some great resources for plus size swimsuits and maternity swimsuits as well. But treat yourself to a new suit. Maybe you try a different cut or style. You know, maybe you try that two-piece or a tankini. I love tankinis. For me, I don't want to expose my belly necessarily, but I like, I don't know, it feels kind of fun and sexy to wear something that, you know, is not just that standard one-piece bathing suit. And I'm going to be careful not to use the word more flattering, because we all have different sizes of our bodies and how we carry our weight and what we look like. And I think we need to move past this idea that plus size people should only wear a one piece with a skirt because that's the most flattering. Well, you know what? That's kind of BS. You know what is the most flattering? Is feeling confident. There is truly nothing more flattering when it comes to how you look in a swimsuit or naked or whatever than feeling confident in your body, right? Soapbox stepping on it right now. So having that confidence to be like, this is my body, take it or leave it, and I feel amazing. So if you have the extra funds to buy a new suit and maybe try a different style, hey, if you like those swimsuits with the skirts, awesome. I mean, there are some really adorable prints now. I love some of the polka dot kind of sailor looks too with the skirts. Those are great. So just find what works for you, and maybe buy a new tank top. And maybe you just start there. Maybe you start by buying a tank top because you can find cheap tank tops. I really love Target's tank tops. They often go on sale and they're just so comfy where I'm either around the house or out in public, or even I have some that are pretty worn that I like to wear to bed because they're so soft. But maybe you just start by wearing a tank top one day out in public. The world will not stop turning. Everything will be okay. And maybe that's your first step. It's just kind of easing yourself into feeling more summer ready and comfortable in that summer body. Your body is summer ready. And then really monitoring your self-talk. So if you put on that bathing suit or put on that tank top and you start saying, "Ugh, I look so awful, like my arms are all jiggly, ugh," then stop yourself. Stop yourself right then and there. Especially stop yourself if you're saying it out loud and your kids are in the room and they can hear you, right? We don't want them to pick up on those messages. So stop yourself. And then just give yourself a moment to breathe. Because sure, maybe you have those feelings and initial thoughts. They're going to happen. There's not a lot you can do to stop that. Over time, they won't be as loud. But then just give yourself a minute and then look in the mirror and then find something that you love. Find something that looks good. Maybe you're like, I'm rocking some cleavage right now and I look great. You know, whatever it is that you can focus in on, and just focus in on that and say some nice things to yourself. Yeah, that maybe sounds a little cheesy, but trust me, it works. We're so kind to everyone who we love, our friends, our family, our moms, our dad, you know, everyone. We're so kind to everyone else who we love, but we're not necessarily very kind to ourselves. And we really, really need to work on that because we're worthy of that self-love. And I've probably said that 14 times already. If you've listened throughout the recent podcast episodes, but I will continue to be a broken record of body positivity and body love, because life is just too darn short to continue to hate ourselves. So those are just some tips and resources on kind of finding that more body positivity and feeling better in the skin we are in and not allowing ourselves to miss out on experiences because of our size. The time for that is ending. And it is so great that we see not only influencers on social media, but I even noticed when I was at my beloved Target the other day, in their just regular clothing section, I saw models that were not stick thin. And, you know, I love people of all sizes, and there's nothing wrong with being very thin, but it is nice to see models are represented that aren't just this stereotypical look that we've always seen, and to see bodies that don't quite look like mine, but that are larger than I had seen probably ever in just the general selection size clothing area of Target. So there you have it. So what do we do? What do we do if someone is rude and someone makes a nasty comment? And let's hope that this doesn't happen. But it has happened to me enough times that I just feel that we should cover it. And we all have different ways that we react to negative situations and being mistreated. And I remember in the past when it would happen to me before I really worked on being more body positive, when someone would make a nasty comment or someone would look at me in a certain way and then like whisper to a friend. And who knows, they could have been whispering about something completely different, but you know, you always kind of have a feeling when someone's talking about you. I used to allow it to really eat me alive and to leave that situation and to never go back and just make me feel horrible about myself. I don't think I've shared this story before, but years ago when I lived in Denver, I was I think like 20, not even 21 yet. And I was going to the gym a lot and I was feeling really good in my body, my plus size body. And I was at the bus stop to go home. I lived just outside of downtown Denver, so I didn't have a car. I didn't even have a driver's license at the time. I waited quite some time to get one. And I had this woman who just struck up this conversation with me. And then I was wearing gym clothes. It was obvious that I had just worked out. And then she said, "How did you allow yourself to get so big?" And she didn't say it in a mean way, but I mean, could you imagine asking someone that? I can't. I never would. I can't. But it was crushing to me. And I wasn't like looking back. I wasn't nearly as big as I am now. But I'll tell you guys, I never went back to that gym. I never went back. And I was loving it. And I was feeling really good in my body. And that's kind of a benign example of things that have been said to me or done to me about the size of my body. But I never went back. And God, if I could go back and tell that 20-year-old Jen, like, you know what? Shake it off, girl, because you're having a good time and you're doing what makes your body feel good. And don't allow someone so much power over you to take that experience away from you. So the same is true for things that are worse than that, right? We can have that moment of feeling pretty awful when someone says something, you know, people yell out of their car like, "Oh, fatty," you know, I'm like, "Whoa, okay." So then it stings for a minute often, and then we can either allow it to swallow us whole and, never go back to that situation. So if it happens at the pool or the beach or something and someone makes a rude comment, you can leave and never go back, which, oh gosh, what a waste. Gosh, I wish I could have gone back to that gym, you know? I would have allowed myself to go back. Or you can literally shake it off and just realize that the person making rude comments or insensitive comments or saying things without thinking, that's their problem. It isn't yours. And you have control over how you react to situations. You have the ability to allow it to eat you whole. Or you have the ability to step back for a minute, let it sting for a minute, and then go on with your life. And to not feel horrible about yourself for a very long period of time. To allow yourself the freedom to just forgive that person for being so narrow-minded. Or, you know, just how sad for them. How sad for people that need to say mean things to others to make them feel better about themselves. How incredibly sad. And I know for some of us, that's our loved ones that say mean things to us. And they're not necessarily intentionally cruel, but it's so easy to get our feelings hurt by people we love when it comes to comments or things that are said about our bodies. So I'm going to encourage you this summer, when you are hopefully pushing yourself out of your comfort zone a bit and wearing less clothing because it's really hot outside, or a swimsuit because you want to enjoy the water. If something happens, which hopefully it won't, give it a minute and then let it go. Let it go. I'm not going to sing because then you'll never listen to my show again. But literally let it go. Do not allow that person or that experience to have as much power and control over you. Please. I hope that that can be a takeaway for you. And more importantly, I hope that nothing bad ever happens or that people don't say anything. I find like growing older creates some freedom too. Because I am now 38 and there's just that, well, if you got a problem with my body, that's your problem. Right? So that helps too. But just time. Time helps. You know, I think that 20-year-old Jen, you know, there's probably nothing that could have been said to me at the time that would have helped me to get over that and just go back to the gym and to get over that fear. It takes time and it takes work to love ourselves and to kind of forgive ourselves for how harshly we are to ourselves. So there you have it. So let's talk about some resources for suiting up for that summer fun. You know, I think it's incredible how much the selection and styles of plus size swimwear has expanded in the past, even just 5 years. There are so many adorable prints and styles that you can find, and I'll share some of my favorite resources from in stores to online. But for some unknown reason, no, we know why, but for some reason, clothing stores still don't want to believe that plus size people get pregnant. I can't quite wrap my head around it, because if we look statistically in the United States, 60% of people in their childbearing years are classified as overweight or obese, meaning that the majority of people who are pregnant are larger and exist in larger bodies. And you know what? We like to go swimming too, because when you are plus size and pregnant, I'm sorry, if you are any size and pregnant, being weightless in the water is magical. It is the best experience, because pregnancy, it weighs you down and everything hurts and things are moving and changing in different ways. And I did water aerobics throughout my entire pregnancy, and I wore in the beginning a tankini. So I got the top from Target and the bottom from Target. And then as my pregnancy progressed, it wasn't until really, I think almost 6 months, that I started to start looking actually pregnant and not just plus size. And I think around the 7 month mark was when the bottoms of my tankini were just not working anymore. And I went to Motherhood Maternity and I found a pair of clearance, just bottoms. I think they were like $17. It was amazing. And I bought that, but I was actually able to wear the same tankini top my entire pregnancy, because if you are going to water aerobics or swimming for that many months in a row, regardless if you're pregnant or not, like, bathing suits don't hold up in chlorine. So my top kept getting stretchier and stretchier, not even just because my belly was getting bigger, but just it wasn't holding up. So I didn't need to buy a maternity swimsuit top at all. And I've had other plus size friends share throughout their pregnancy that they were even able to wear, you know, a one piece the entire time. And some people just bought a larger sized one piece. As far as where you can buy plus size, specific plus size maternity swimsuits, Motherhood Maternity is a great resource, because you can buy in the store. They go up to 3XL. As far as other options, I know Old Navy has plus size maternity, but it only goes up to 2XL. And I don't think they're always in the store. And then Target goes up to, their maternity goes up to 2XL. And they're not, the sizing is not very forgiving there. If you know of other in-store options that are specific maternity swimsuits, then please pop on to the show notes for this episode and share some resources below. That would be great in the comments. But like I said, regular plus-size maternity swimsuits do tend to last a lot of us throughout pregnancy. So some of my favorite is Target because they go up to a size 24, 26. Forever 21, I think they're, I'm not sure if they go up to 4XL in their stores. They might have some selection that's limited, but online they do. Kohl's has a good plus size selection. Walmart goes up to a 3XL. I love Torrid. I'm kind of obsessed with Torrid and their dresses. I wear Torrid dresses like all the time. But they have a really great swimsuit selection, and they go up to size 30 online. I know in the store they don't often have the bigger sizes. Other resources for swimsuits beyond a 3XL would be Avenue, and they go up to a size 32. And Swimsuits for All goes up to a size 34. And I will have links to everything in the show notes. So if you just go to plusmommy.com. My real go-to resource for plus-size maternity anything, including swimsuits, is Amazon. You can find almost anything you can think of, from belly bands to nursing bras to baby carriers and everything plus size on Amazon, including swimsuits. And I've even seen up to 6XL on Amazon. So they're really one of my favorite resources. And I really like their return policy as well. So it's really easy to send stuff back and get your money back, and it's not a big headache. So, and you have 30 days usually. So I definitely would consider Amazon for plus size or just regular maternity swimsuits as well. So those are some options. Oh, one that I neglected to mention with maternity specific online is Pink Blush. Now they go up to a size 3XL, and first they do have swimsuits, but a lot of people in the Plus Mommy community love their maternity dresses. And I actually worked with them a couple years ago, and they sent me some dresses, and I didn't think that they were that size friendly, but I've had so many people correct me since then that I have a plethora of pictures from people wearing plus size maternity dresses from Pink Blush on the Plus Size Birth website. So I will link to that as well, because people are all about Pink Blush right now. What I love about them, this is not sponsored, I'm just sharing, is that they have prints and styles for plus sizes that are just so darn cute in maternity. And I feel like places like Motherhood Maternity are pretty limited on the super duper cute and contemporary cuts and looks. So there you have it with plus size maternity and regular swimsuit options. I'm really stoked that Swimsuits for All goes up to size 34. I just think that's fantastic. I don't know why more places won't be more inclusive, because, you know, everyone wants the ability to enjoy the summer and to feel good in their body. And you already have a bathing suit body. Just put a bathing suit on your body. You have a bikini body too. I don't know if anyone told you that. You put a bikini on your body. Whatever feels good to you, I really encourage you to maybe push yourself a little bit out of your comfort zone this summer and to be like, you know what? My body's pretty fantastic, and I'm going to rock whatever I feel good in this summer. And if other people have a problem with it, their problem, not mine. And for our kids, right? Really for our kids, setting that example of feeling good in our bodies and being body positive and putting ourselves into situations that maybe are a little uncomfortable, but to allow them to not only have fun with their moms in the water, but to be as safe as possible. I'll leave you on a last note that I would love it if you would like to share some of your summer fun photos with the Plus Mommy community. So on Instagram, if you take pictures with yourself or with your kids in a bathing suit or in a tank top, use the hashtag PlusMommy. I always search for it and I'll find it. And I would love to share some of your images, especially in the Instagram stories, so other people can see them. And you never know, you might inspire someone else to feel great in their bodies. And as someone who has been putting herself out there for many, many years, I even stripped down to underwear and bra for the fourth trimester's body shoot and showed my belly. I will share that in the show notes as well. There's really, when Brianne shared with me how I had helped inspire her to feel good in her body, you know, I was so proud of her for doing the work, but it always feels good to know that you play some small role in inspiring others to love themselves and to feel good about themselves. So there's a little extra challenge for you. If you feel comfortable sharing images of yourself rocking your gorgeous summer body, use the hashtag plusmommy. All right, my friends, I hope you found some inspiration, some tips within this episode. Enjoy your summer. Until next week, take care and stay in touch. Bye. This episode was brought to you by Plus Size Birth. I've been where you might be today, plus size, pregnant, and discouraged by all the negative information online. It was hard to believe that I could have a healthy pregnancy as a plus size woman, but I did. And over the past 7 years, I've supported thousands of plus size women just like you. As a certified childbirth educator, I've poured all the knowledge I've gained into a guide that will answer all of your questions and support you throughout having a plus-size pregnancy. Go to plussizebirth.com and use coupon code PLUSMOMMY to get 30% off the My Plus Size Pregnancy Guide. Stop Googling and start feeling empowered today.